got a, I don't even know if I want to refer to this as a secondary dog of the week, guys, but we talked about this off the air, but more almost as a public service announcement, because it's in the news locally. You know, obviously we're headquartered here in Kennesaw, and I want to bring this up and talk about it for a minute because there's a moral to this story, right? So in the AJC, we got here on the 17th, an article has run about a widow who her husband was an employee of the city of Marietta.
Right.
And there's a pension, fully vested, was getting ready to retire, planning on retiring within a year, it looks like, or soon.
Right, yeah.
And unexpectedly, tragically, he passed away.
Right.
And it appears that the plan document for the pension plan for the city of Marietta says that if you have even fully vested employees, if you die before you retire, your surviving spouse does not get any of the benefits.
Gets nothing.
So
it's a very unusual provision that you don't see too often. You know, as you said, Matt, as a public service announcement, the moral of the story is really make sure you're looking at your pension. Not that, I mean, you could have necessarily avoided this. I mean,
so exactly.
What do
it
you
is
do?
What it is.
But at least you would have been more prepared to you know, handle this type of thing.
Yeah. And you read what's written even in this article in the AJC, and I'm sure it's going to be covered more in the local news, which is why we bring it up, given where we're located, obviously, in Metro Atlanta here. But, you know, the story comes from the city, it sounds like, as well. All the plan participants understand the provisions. They're made aware of this. They know this. But clearly, it wasn't what the spouse had planned for or understood.
Sure. And as planners, that's what we do. You know, we could have incorporated some type of if we would have known, you know, that there was an issue here. You know, if they were working with a financial advisor, a financial planner, they could have maybe said, okay, worst case scenario, what happens if he passes away prematurely while he's still employed? Then that pension goes away, and then maybe there's a life insurance policy or something in place to mitigate
that risk.
Exactly.
Because as it sits, it's as though once you get fully vested, the longer you work, the more that money's at risk.
Absolutely.
Heart attack, car accident. And it affects even, and the article talks about this, I mean, police, fire, who take their life into their own hands every day doing their job.
Interestingly enough, you couldn't do this if you were a corporation. You can't have that.
ERISA wouldn't allow it.
Right. You can't have that provision. So if you're a municipal employee, if you're an employee of a state or a local government, then you should know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, and it's worth saying, and look, it's not our job on this show to opine on what the city is or isn't doing, should or shouldn't do.
Right.
Because the reality is this provision, even in the context of a municipality like the city of Marietta, it's very rare. This is not normal. This isn't if you work for a city, you have this problem. And sounds like there are some that want to see it change, and the city council is going to have to get involved, and you got commissioners that changes could be made, whether that does or doesn't happen. Again, the reason we want to bring it up on the air is to the extent you have this type of benefit made available to you wherever you work.
Yeah.
You need to understand the provisions. Don't get caught off guard by something like this.
Right.
Yes. And you need to know.
You got to know this too. Defined benefit or pensions are getting less and less common as you go along. You know, most people have a 401k or they have, you know, provisions in an IRA for their retirement. So just know that, you know, there's a target on those type of plans anyway because it eats into the profitability of a corporation, or in this case, it causes tax dollars that are the revenue of a municipality to go, you know, they have to be spread thinner in order to provide for that that benefit for employees.
That's right.
So just know what you're dealing with.
So, again, public service announcement at the same time, you know, tragic, and it breaks your heart for the surviving spouse here. I mean, it's a sad story.
Right.
It really is. Very. And it's unfortunate. You know, you hope that the right thing is done here. We'll see what winds up happening.
Sure.
We'll all follow it.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.